Lecture 3, The Beginnings of Jewish Life Under Islam.
We are now ready to actually take up the subject of our course. The first two lectures, as you understood, one dealing with the larger issues of what is Jewish history and how to do Jewish history, so to speak, and the second lecture trying to summarize very briefly the overview of rabbinic civilization until the eve of Islam. And now we are ready to really jump in. And we do so, but on the one hand, it is an extremely important moment of transformation. Islam entering into this area is going to transform the larger culture, not only that of the Jews. But recall that we are also moving geographically from the areas that we previously spoke about. Remember, the centers of Jewish civilization, as we defined them in the previous lecture, were Palestine, diminished in its rigor, in its intent, in its strength, in its political power, but nevertheless producing, as we saw, a Talmud of Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Talmud. But the real center of Jewish life was in Babylonia, soon to become, in later centuries at least, Baghdad. But here I'm not going to take you to either Baghdad or to Tiberias or Jerusalem or Palestine. I'm going to take you to the Arabian Peninsula. And here our story begins, for those of you who know the history of Islam, in Mecca, in towns called Mecca and Medina. And particularly the very important date of 722, or excuse me, 622, 7th century, I was thinking in the back of my mind, 622, when Muhammad is forced to leave Mecca and makes his way to Medina. This represents clearly a critical moment in the very early history of Islam. He comes to the city of Medina, and there he will teach his new teaching, and eventually he will bring it back, reconquer Mecca, and establish a foothold of the new religion called Islam. Now, the story, which is well known and well told by many historians, sometimes, but not often, includes the following: that the original name of Medina was Yatrib. And Yatrib was basically a town inhabited by what are called in our sources three Jewish tribes. In other words, it was more or less a Jewish town. And I say a Jewish town because I don't know what Jewish tribes are. I know sometimes, I don't want to make a joke out of it, that a Jew could be called a tribe, but they usually, Jews aren't referred to, or any ethnic group for that matter, as tribes. That sounds sort of a primitive description. But here we have in our sources three Jewish tribes. It's not clear what their ideology is. Do they study the Talmud? Do they observe the festivals? Do they speak Hebrew? All these things we know and are recognizable, as we indicated, about rabbinic culture and rabbinic civilization in the previous lecture. What kind of Jews are these? And what are they doing living in a place called Medina, or Medina, that is, Yatrib? In any case, the point that needs to be underscored from the start is that at the critical moment of the emergence of Islam, Muhammad is engaging with Jews. Not clear what kind of Jews, rabbinical Jews, but nevertheless with Jews. In other words, one of the first things that impress upon him a relationship with Jews is the fact that when he goes to these three Jewish tribes, we are told in the Quran that they reject him. No, we have our own religion. We don't need this new religion. And therefore, the first encounter between Jews and Muhammad is a negative encounter. He obviously is upset. He is angry. Later on, he tries to seek revenge to get back at these individuals who rejected him. But nevertheless, already it is clear there is an explicit encounter between Jews living in the Arabian Peninsula and Muhammad himself. When Muhammad goes back to Mecca in the year 630 and conquers it, what emerges is ultimately a success, a military success, a cultural success, a religious success. Muhammad and his followers succeed in establishing a vast religious political empire through military conquests, including eventually the entire Middle East, North Africa, into Spain, up until the Pyrenees Mountains. And this is a remarkable feat. a feat carried on by zeal for Islam, but also through military and political might.